From LeBlanc High School, it's the LeBlanc Holiday Tournament. Chillicothe boys taking on the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. Chillicothe dressed in black, red numerals, red and white trim, playing the basketball goal to the right of your radio dial. Mid-Buchanan in white uniforms with green and red trim. Chillicothe wins the toss. Tyler Clampett running Jay in the paint. Didn't get it to fall. Rebound Austin Skaggs. Chillicothe won the tip easily, but Clampett couldn't connect with a running one-hander in the paint. Quick move to the hole. That one falls in for Jacob Michael. And the lead is 2-0, Mid-Buchanan. Chillicothe lobs it inside to Trent Moore. He draws the crowd, tries to post up, kicks it back out to Hayward. Up top to Clampett. Circle right, man-to-man defense. Three-pointer McKitty bounces off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Rebound by Smith for Chillicothe. Kicks it out, and we set it up again. McKitty up between the circles. Trent Moore, baseline. Back door was closed on Clampett. They kick it back out to Hayward, top of the circle. 2-0, Mid-Buchanan. We played 60 seconds. Smith, top of the key. Left side, Mason Hayward. Nothing for him. Clampett up at top of the circle now. Over to McKitty. Looks off a three-pointer. Man-to-man defense being played by Mid-Buchanan. Chillicothe, top of the key. Three-pointer. Hayward, halfway down, back out. That's going to be over the back on battling rebound on Mid-Buchanan. So Chillicothe's three shots, one deuce, two trays, none have fallen in. The first foul on Braden Kemper for Mid-Buck. Chillicothe doesn't get the shot to fall on the inbounds play. And Chillicothe comes out, as we suspected might happen, a little bit cold. They haven't played a lot of, you know, you can practice all you want, but nothing takes the place of an actual game, and that's what Chillicothe hasn't had a lot of just yet. Jacob Michael goes inside. Shot dumps it off to Molden. Shot doesn't fall. Good defense by Trent Moore. Chillicothe comes up with a loose basketball. McKitty weaves through traffic. Leaves it out for Hayward. Right wing. Three-pointer high off the glass. High off the iron. Doesn't get it to fall. Chillicothe 0 for 3 from outside. And it is Mid-Buchanan's ball. 6:13 left to play. First quarter. 2-0 Mid-Buck with the lead. Chillicothe goose eggs so far in the shooting department. Had some good looks, especially from the outside, has yet to connect. Molden, the 6'2 junior, pulls up free throw line, kicks it out baseline to Kemper. Dish inside. McKitty blocks the shot of Jackson Rump. Got him from the side. Swats it out of bounds. Good hustling play by Nate McKitty. I think it may have called him Jake. That would be his older brother. So McKitty with a nice defensive play. Molden for Mid-Buck tries to go inside, and Smith with a steal. Another Mid-Buck turnover, and then Chillicothe tries to dump it down court to Clampett and goes off Clampett's fingertips and out of bounds, and Chillicothe just out of sorts in this opening first quarter. Pretty good defense, just the offense hasn't connected just yet for Chillicothe. Braden Kemper shakes and bakes, goes over left side to Skaggs, dish inside to Molden. Molden reverse layup isn't there. Rebound Rump. He loses it. And here comes Chillicothe, and they lose it. Braden Kemper down court to Michael. Michael on the right wing. Hands it to Molden. Right side Kemper, long-range three-pointer, doesn't get it to fall. Running rebound by McKitty. He saves it from going out of bounds. And here comes Chillicothe. Dish inside, Trent Moore. Loose basketball. Flips it to McKitty, looks off a shot at the free throw line, hands it over to Mason Hayward up top to McKitty. And McKitty sets up the play again. Still 2-0 Mid-Buchanan. Mason Hayward, 6 feet away baseline, still can't connect. No one can find the hoop for Chillicothe. Circle left, Kemper. Goes baseline to Michael. Referees with a whistle on Chillicothe. First foul on Chillicothe. That's on Tyler Clampett. Checking in now, a couple of normal starter seniors. Alec Bullimore, a 6'1 senior. And Colton Hoffman. And Chillicothe sends Austin Morse into the ball game. Three-pointer doesn't fall for Braden Kemper. No one can hit. Chillicothe sends it down court to Morse. But a traveling call. Couldn't get his momentum stopped in time to shoot. Chillicothe turnover. So Alec Bullimore, 6'1 senior. Colton Hoffman, a 5'9 senior. Two normal starters didn't start this game for some odd reason. Jacob Michael, top of the key. Circle right to Bullimore. Up top to Michael, working the perimeter. Hands it to Hoffman. Right side. Baseline drive. Loose basketball picked up and put in by Jacob Michael. He has both buckets in this game, and it's 4-0. Midway through the quarter, Chillicothe finally on top. Austin Morse with the first bucket for Chillicothe with 3:50 left to play in the first quarter. Chillicothe knocks the ball back court. Midbuck goes back to pick it up, brings it down court again. Tried to hand it off in the corner. McKitty there to knock it loose and out of bounds. They're trying to get it to Colton Hoffman in the corner. McKitty with good defense there. Up top, Braden Kemper in the corner now, near the midcourt stripe to Austin Skaggs. Around the circle we go to Bullimore. Bullimore on the wing to Michael. Showing great patience here. Chillicothe in their normal man-to-man defense. Cade Snyder checked in at the last intermission. Running one-hander is good for Austin Skaggs. Back to a four-point lead, 6-2. Chillicothe just so much rust on them after they're not getting having all those games snowed out. Top of the key, Cade Snyder. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Cade Snyder lights up the tray. And it's a one-point ball game now, 6-5. Midbuck with the ball and the lead. First quarter. Nice baseline drive. It'll be a two-shot foul as McKitty playing a little bit too tight a defense on Colton Hoffman. Hoffman at the line. His first, second team foul, 6-5. Midbuck by a point, 2:44 left to play in the first half. In the first quarter, I should say. First one, off the front of the rim, no good for Hoffman. Walker Thomas checks in. Haven't seen him in a while. Nice to see him back on the floor. Second free throw. First one was no good. Second one, no good. Chillicothe the rebound. Gillen Gates has checked in. He's the one that pulled down the board. Chillicothe down by point with the basketball. Walker Thomas, right wing. Close to a five-second call. Finally gets it up top. They go around to Snyder, left wing, up top to McKitty. Man-to-man defense still. 2:21 left to play first quarter. 6-5, Chillicothe down by one with the basketball. Thomas goes baseline to Gates. Free throw line to Morse. Right side, Thomas for three. Off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Rebound mid-buck down court in a hurry to Hoffman. He loses the basketball. McKitty comes up with it. McKitty brings it down court in a hurry. Shreds the defenders. Lays it up and in. Nate McKitty goes coast to coast and gives the Hornets their first lead of the game with a minute 52 left to play in the first. 7-6 Chillicothe. Braden Kemper goes circle left to Bullimore. Bullimore drives inside. Loses the basketball picked up in the corner by Hoffman. That was a very good opportunity that went by the wayside for mid-buck. Kemper pulls it out between the circles. Give it to Hoffman. Hoffman lays it up, coaxes it in with a wink, a blink, and a nod. And it's 8-7 mid-Buchanan. A minute 18 left to play first quarter. McKitty slows down his dribble as he crosses the timeline. Calls the play. Cade Snyder right wing. Snyder up top, Gillen Gates, feed it to Morse in the paint, kick it back out to Snyder. The freshman fires out right side, and it's money for Nate McKitty, the three ball. It's money McKitty, Chillicothe by two with 50 seconds left in the quarter. First quarter action at the LeBlanc Holiday Tournament, Chillicothe and Mid-Buchanan boys. Free throw line, Hoffman for the Dragons. Goes over right wing. Lays it up, does Bullimore, doesn't get it to fall. Chillicothe comes up with a rebound, and what do we got here with the officiating whistle? That's over the back on Bullimore, his first. Mid-Buchanan brings Garrett Molden back in. Chase Gilbert, a 5'10 sophomore, comes into the game for the first time. McKitty slows it down. He'll cross the timeline with about 25 seconds left. He's picked up there by Gilbert. Spins, wheels, deals. Looking to milk some clock. Flips it to Snyder. Snyder hands it to Walker Thomas. Back to McKitty with 14. Snyder with 12. Walker Thomas. And now McKitty will set the play up to get it to Gillen Gates, top of the circle. Circle left. Thomas looks off the tray. His pass to McKitty was tipped, but controlled by McKitty, and we can't get a shot off. But Chillicothe leads it 10-8 after one. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.